Our Voice, Spring 2020, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine. Including in this issue, meet our new customer forum and editorial panel members, your questions answered on the upcoming rent increase, and Money Advisor helps customers win case against the DWP. Approximate recording time, 1 hour and 15 minutes. Contents in this issue. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section, including meet the customer forum and editorial panel, rent increase FAQs answered, domestic abuse updates, ground maintenance and cleaning, good deeds of Christmas roundup, health and well-being, economic resilience, your questions answered and you said we did, and competition time. 1. Getting communities healthy and active. Customers and the wider community have been taking part in a new project to get people more active through activities such as New Age curling and Tai Chi. It has launched in Northeast Lincolnshire. Listen to more information in section 14. 2. Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Spring 2020. Our Voice. Hello and welcome to the spring edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's customer magazine. This is not only the first edition of Our Voice for the year, but also the decade. However, one thing will remain the same. Our Voice will continue to be packed with interesting stories, features, and pictures for you to enjoy. I'm delighted to say we have formed our new Our Voice editorial panel. You can get to know the new members of this panel by listening to their profiles in section 3J of this magazine. They'll represent the voice of our customers in future editions of the magazine. We also introduce the members of our new customer forum in section 3. Elsewhere in this edition, we answer your frequently asked questions about the upcoming rent increase. We've also introduced a new feature, Your Questions Answered, in which members of our customer service team address commonly asked questions and give you the answers you need. We take a look at what you can expect from the grounds maintenance and cleaning service and share pictures of the launch of our new Get Active project in Lincolnshire. You can read about how we have launched new domestic abuse customer champions, customers who are on hand to offer support to those experiencing domestic abuse. As part of the launch, we have spoken to our first customer champion, who has come forward to tell her powerful story. You'll also find our usual employment tips, alongside an interesting customer case study, in which a young man has set his sights on joining the armed forces after receiving our help and support to gain qualifications and get his life back on track. There's also a really interesting money advice case study, involving an independent tribunal. One of our money advisers, Pam, has supported a couple to take on the Department for Work and Pensions over an overpayment claim, and won. I hope you enjoy the magazine, and we look forward to bringing you the next edition in the summer. If you have any suggestions for that edition, please email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Sam. Stay in touch. Website. longhurstgroup.org.uk/our-voice. Facebook/longhurstgrouphome. Twitter @longhurstgroup. And email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 3. Introducing Longhurst Group's new customer forum. Longhurst Group's new customer forum is taking shape, with 9 customers appointed to their positions on the panel. As a new way of working at Longhurst Group, we've introduced a customer forum that will have regular contact with our group board to check we are taking the right approach, track our performance, and influence our decision-making. This forum will help give our customers a voice, ensuring they are part of meetings and the decision-making process. It will provide new opportunities for customers to learn new skills, gain qualifications, and ultimately help us to improve our services for everyone. Sharon Guest, Executive Director of Housing Services, said, quote, I'm delighted with how the customer forum has developed and the opportunity it gives us to work positively together with our customers. We recognise that things are changing within Longhurst Group, and it is important we engage with customers about how these changes affect them, as well as listening to their feedback. We want to know what customers want, now and in the future, so the customer forum is a great way of doing this and making sure they are involved. End quote. 3A. Marjorie Howard. Marjorie has spent her working life dealing with customer service issues for a range of people, handling a breadth of problems. With more than 30 years of experience providing conflict resolutions, Marjorie understands the importance of effective listening. Marjorie's work as a trade union rep has given her the ability to present issues clearly and without bias. Her degree in English and computer expertise means she has excellent communication skills. She has also trained staff in professional organisations to enable them to deliver excellent customer service. She is looking forward to working on the customer forum to improve the service provided by the group for the benefit of customers and colleagues. 3B. Reg Challenor. Reg is an experienced communicator, having spent 13 years working with Coca-Cola and associated companies. His work in sales and management means Reg is comfortable talking on both a one-to-one basis and in larger groups. For most of his life, Reg has been involved in ballroom dancing. This started as a hobby, then evolved to working with members of the public as a dance teacher and dance studio owner. He has worked with most of the top dancers around the world and has given interviews both on television and radio. Reg is pleased to be joining the customer forum, as he believes its creation brings the board of directors and the group's customers closer together. 3C. David Chone. David has been a Longhurst Group customer for 10 years, having retired from full-time work in management services and human resources around 4 years ago. His voluntary work with us has included roles as a resident inspector, a tenant representative on the customer link committee, a customer complaint advisor, and a member of the scrutiny team. He believes that customer participation via the forum will open an essential communication channel between the landlord and customer, providing a reciprocal understanding of the aims of Longhurst Group and the requirements of customers. He wants to help ensure value for money services, a better community environment, and to improve people's lives. 3D. Robin Oliver. A customer of Longhurst Group for 26 years, Robin has raised his own family as well as fostered children during his time living in social housing. After 7 years serving in the armed forces, he also supports veterans in need as a caseworker for SSAFA, the Armed Forces Charity, as well as volunteering in the charity sector. He also gained a BSc degree in computer science at the University of Lincoln. Robin has been an active member of customer panels for 8 years, and a scrutiny team member for 3 years. He enjoys making sure the customer voice is heard, and he is looking forward to his new role on the Longhurst Group Customer Forum. 3E. Arit Otoom. Arit is a qualified social worker who has worked in the field for 14 years. Her work has provided her with experience of working with older people and in services for people with learning disabilities and mental health issues. She likes to adopt a person-centred approach to her work and enjoys empowering people to challenge any barriers that are in their way to be able to participate fully in society. Arit's experience has also seen her work with people from various different backgrounds, enabling them to live in the community by supporting them to achieve greater levels of independence and staying safe in their own home. She is looking forward to applying her principles to her work with the customer forum. 3F. Mervyn Cowdell. Mervyn is a retired social worker who was the manager of a children's social care team. He now lives in the Peterborough area. He continues to serve as an independent member of the adoption and fostering panels, and is chairman of a local community association and treasurer of an amateur musical drama group. Having served on Longhurst Group's scrutiny team, Mervyn is committed to helping us realise our vision to improve people's lives. He is keen to ensure the board is helped to meet the expectations and outcomes of the tenancy and home standards. He also wants to help the customer forum ensure agreed service delivery standards are met. 3G Malcolm Fielder. Malcolm is a retired hospital administrator who has also worked in commercial and voluntary organisations. The grandfather of four enjoys volunteering for charity, giving debt advice and welfare benefit support. He likes working with people, especially when he can make a difference by being supportive in situations where he has experience himself. Malcolm is looking forward to being part of the customer forum and helping to improve lives for customers right across Longhurst Group's regions. 3H Margaret Cartwright. Margaret is now retired from work but remains an active working union member, as she has been since 1976. She is a mother, grandmother and great-grandmother, who during her full working life has preferred to be a team player working with the public. She has learned a variety of skills through jobs ranging from sewing machinist, shop assistant, barmaid, cleaner and waitress to community care assistant. During this time, she and her husband have also fostered a number of children. Margaret's mantra is to treat everyone as she would like to be treated herself. 3I Lorraine Gibbons. Lorraine has experience working in local communities, as well as with local authorities and other organisations. Her working life has focused on helping people live better lives. She has been a strong voice for the most vulnerable in her community. Currently a part-time welfare officer with the Royal Air Force Association, she assists retired RAF service personnel with a range of needs. Previously, Lorraine has been a neighbourhood watch coordinator, which involved working closely with the local authority and Humberside Police. As a Longhurst Group customer, Lorraine plans to bring a positive attitude, new ideas and lots of energy to her new role to help improve the everyday lives of customers. 3J Members of our editorial panel. Jeffrey Wildman, 76, Grantham. Quote, I hope to make a difference for disabled customers and put their point of view across. You will get an honest opinion from me, and I hope I will help to continue improving the magazine. End quote. Luke Smith, 32, Lincoln. Quote, I want to represent the younger generation of today and make sure the magazine includes content they want to see. I want to be their voice. End quote. Anne Whitfield, 78, Carlton. Quote, I am now an active, committed volunteer in my local and wider communities, and would like to contribute to this worthwhile cause. I look forward to using my experience of editing and proofreading as a member of the editorial panel of Our Voice. End quote. Alison Ballard, 53, Oundle. Quote, being a customer, I want to keep my finger on the pulse of what is happening in the group. Being part of this will allow my neighbours and me to raise newsworthy stories, and it will also keep the brain active. End quote. Katie Mascolo, 26, Lincoln. Quote, I'd like to help improve services where possible, and have a voice that's heard, all whilst learning new skills and meeting new people. End quote. Lynn Price, 61, Thrapston. Quote, I'm looking forward to being a voice for customers. Not everyone wishes to converse with officials, but may be happy to open up to a fellow customer who lives in the community. I genuinely hope I can make a difference for everyone, and cannot wait to meet my neighbours for a good chat and nice cup of tea. End quote. 4. Everything you need to know about the new rent increase. As you may know, from the 6th of April, the amount of rent you pay as a Longhurst Group customer will increase. The additional money will help us deliver better services, enhance the communities we serve, and do even more to improve people's lives. We appreciate that you may have a number of questions about this, so we've gathered together a list of typical queries and provided you with all the information you need to know. Question: Why are you increasing my rent? We understand that any increase to your rent will not be good news, However, government legislation has changed, and from April 2020, we are able to increase customers' rent by the Consumer Price Index, CPI, plus 1%. The CPI figure was announced by the government on the 16th of October, 2019, as 1.7%. We have given the rent increase a lot of thought and discussed the issue with our board at length. We believe that in order to deliver our commitment to you, as outlined in our Improving Lives 2025 strategy, we need to apply the increase of CPI plus 1%. Question: by how much are you increasing my rent, and how have you calculated this? Rents will increase by CPI plus 1%, and you should now have received a letter to confirm how much this will be and how it has been calculated. Question: I pay a service charge. Do the same increases apply? Service charges may increase, but the same formula of CPI plus 1% will not apply. Please be assured that we will only set service charges in line with our service charge policy. The policy states we will set charges appropriately to cover the cost of providing the service to you, with no hidden charges. Your rent increase letter provides you with a full breakdown of your service charges. Question: what will you spend the additional rental income on? Our Improving Lives 2025 strategy sets out what we want to achieve over the next 5 years and beyond. The additional money will help us deliver better services, enhance the communities we serve, and do even more to improve people's lives. We will keep you informed regularly of how we are performing against our objectives, and our board will scrutinise our performance. Question: will I see any benefits in my home and local community? Absolutely. We are applying the rent increase so that you will benefit both within your own home and your wider community, but also from the services we provide. You will see that we will be able to do what we said we would do and invest in your homes, services, and neighbourhoods. Question: will I expect to see a higher level of service or something additional for the extra money? You will continue to benefit from our excellent level of customer service. In our 2018 group-wide customer survey, over three-quarters of respondents told us they were happy with the overall service we provide. All customers will benefit from us being able to deliver our Improving Lives strategy. Most importantly, the increase means that we won't have to change the services you receive. Question: what do I do if I can't afford the increase? As always, our priority is to support customers to sustain their tenancies, and we want to help prevent rent arrears as much as you do. We have a team of dedicated money advisers who are trained to ensure you have maximised your benefits, help you manage your finances, and support you through changes in circumstances. Please take advantage of this service now to help you prepare well ahead of the rent increase. Question: what if I refuse to pay? We appreciate you might be unhappy with the proposed rent increase and consider refusing to pay. If you take this decision, unfortunately, it will result in rent arrears building up on your account, and we will have to take action to recover the unpaid rent that is due. We want to avoid this situation as it may end up with you facing more debt and possibly legal fees, which would only make your financial circumstances more difficult. We would encourage you to take advantage of our specialist money advice service and contact one of our trained advisers. Question: can I have a breakdown of how you will spend my rent? We commit to providing a full breakdown of how we will spend your rent over the next 12 months. We will do this in our annual report to customers, which we will share on our website. Question: I claim universal credit. Will I have to reapply, and will this result in weeks of delays in my rent being paid and accumulating rent arrears? We appreciate that completing a universal credit claim can be very stressful, and facing weeks of delays for any benefit payment is something we want to avoid. Please be assured you will not have to complete a brand new claim with the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP. You simply need to inform them of this via the DWP portal after the rent increase has been applied. It is important that you do this on the 6th of April 2020, as we will then be asked to verify the increase. Question: what if universal credit doesn't cover the rent increase? If your Universal Credit allowance isn't increased to cover the additional rent increase, we strongly recommend that you make an appointment to see one of our specialist money advisors, who can help you budget for the increase. Question. I don't claim benefits. Do I have to adjust my direct debit with my bank, or will you do this automatically for me? Don't worry. Your direct debit will be adjusted automatically by our finance team. You don't have to do anything. This is explained in full in your rent increase letter. Question. What is the timescale for this rent increase? The rent increase notice letters formally informing you of the rent increase were sent out to you with a minimum of 1 month's notice. If you do not accept the proposed new rent, you can refer to the Rent Assessment Committee, RAC, who may agree the proposed rent, instruct us to reduce the rent, or even instruct us to increase the rent. Details of how to contact the RAC were contained in your rent increase letter. Rent increases will then apply from the 6th of April 2020. For more information, if you have any further questions, please call us on 0300 123 1745. To find out more about the work of our money advisors, listen to section 16 of this edition, or visit longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice. 5. Improving Lives Podcast. Have you listened to our Improving Lives podcast? The podcast sees us share tips, advice, and stories to help you improve your health and well-being, focusing on money, health and fitness, and mental health. In the latest episode, we hear from Jack Monroe, a renowned food writer, journalist, and poverty activist, pictured on page 7 of the standard print version. Jack joined us at our Improving Lives 2025 launch event at the Kingsgate Conference Centre in Peterborough, and she took the time to sit down with us to talk about her experiences of food poverty. She also gives us tips and ideas on what to do if you find yourself in a similar situation. Jack really speaks from the heart and uses her own personal experiences throughout our interview. Her words really are inspiring, and we hope they will provide you with inspiration and ideas. Jack also gives us her thoughts on how she believes we can solve the current food poverty crisis. Keep an eye out for more new episodes, which we will be uploading over the coming months. To listen to the latest episode, or to catch up with previous episodes, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/podcast. 6. Welcome Cash Boost for Domestic Abuse Charity. Longhurst Group is proud to have provided one of our local charities with a £2,500 funding boost. We presented Boston Women's Aid with the cheque after selecting it as a beneficiary of the town's 2019 Dragon Boat Race, which we sponsored. Deputy Chief Executive and Chief Financial Officer, Rob Griffiths, made the donation alongside Nick Warboys, Director of Development and Sales. The 2019 event raised almost £7,000, with the money split between local charities. Rob said, quote, "The Dragon Boat Race was a great event for the town, and we were proud to be the headline sponsor, which enabled us to support the fantastic work of Boston Women's Aid. Our vision is to improve the lives of our customers and the communities we serve. This is a perfect example of how we work with local partners to achieve it. We're a proud member of the Make a Stand campaign, launched by the Chartered Institute of Housing in partnership with Women's Aid to tackle domestic abuse, and so we're delighted to be supporting one of our local branches. We'll be sponsoring the Dragon Boat Race again in 2020, aiming to raise more funds for deserving local charities." End quote. Sarah Smith, Operations Manager at Boston's Women Aid, said the charity were very grateful for our support. Quote, "As a domestic abuse service that is purely grant-funded, we do find it increasingly difficult to provide everything that families need when they initially make contact with us," end quote, she said. Quote, "Donations such as this can make all the difference and ensure we can provide the very best for our families," end quote. Boston Women's Aid offer advice and support to victims of domestic abuse through encouragement and understanding with a non-judgmental attitude. The service is confidential and run by skilled workers with a range of experience. 7. Teamwork helps domestic abuse survivor start rebuilding her life. We're proud to be part of the Make a Stand campaign to help tackle domestic abuse in our communities. In one recent case, colleagues from teams across the group came together to help a victim. Here, a member of the housing team shares the story. Quote, after the death of one of our customers, housing officers spoke with the surviving spouse and adult child about the house and tenancy. It emerged that the surviving parent's bank card had been taken by the adult child, who also prevented access to a phone. As the property was in an isolated village, and the parent without a phone or money, they were completely cut off from friends and other family members. When in front of their abuser, the victim was very quiet and responded to questions by simply nodding. It was only by chance, when a housing officer paid a visit and the victim was alone, that details of the abuse were exposed. We ensured the victim's safety and contact was made with social services, safeguarding partners and the police. Unfortunately, the first attempt to remove the victim from the house was unsuccessful. They resorted to telling housing colleagues and police officers that everything was fine as their abuser was present. However, the police completed a follow-up visit where the victim was able to tell them about their situation. The police helped the victim pack a bag, and a temporary room was prepared for them while a more suitable property for their long-term needs was vacated. Colleagues worked together to make sure the temporary room was ready, that food and drink was purchased, and the clean linen and toiletries were provided. We also sourced furniture and flooring for the property, as we knew they had no access to money. We did not want them to move into an empty home. Our money advice team went out to see them, and other colleagues sourced more items for them. Once settled, the customer was taken around the local area and was able to access their own money, something they had not had for a while. They have settled in well to their new home and have their freedom back. I'm very proud of everyone involved, as it has made a huge impact to the customer's life. They have escaped violence, have their independence back, and feel like themselves again. End quote. 8. Quote, I'll be there, 100%, end quote. First customer champion appointed. Longhurst Group is pleased to have appointed its first customer champion as part of the Make a Stand campaign. The customer, who suffered domestic abuse for 14 years without telling anyone, wants to be a person that others can reach out to if they are in a similar situation. Here she tells her story. Quote, it started just after I met him. That is when I had the first slap walking through the streets. It mainly happened when he was drunk, but never in front of the kids. He pushed me down the stairs when I was carrying my eldest. The beatings I received were done where you couldn't see it. I don't know what triggered it off. It was mental as well as physical. One time he came in drunk. I put him on the sofa and I was very tempted to put a pillow over his face. That is how much he got to me. But I didn't do it, because the kids kept coming back into my head, and I was not going to put them through that. Eventually, I learnt to stick up for myself. I gathered the courage to tell him to pack his bags and disappear. Enough was enough, and I told him he had to go. When suffering domestic abuse, you always want to get help, but it isn't something you dare tell anyone, as you wonder if they'll believe you. Often you stay because of the children. It was such a massive relief. He had put me through hell and back, but I had finally stood up to him. I've started talking more about my experiences since becoming a Longhurst Group customer. I was put in touch with Rob Friday, employment and training advisor, as I wanted to find work. I can't fault that man. He's been there for me every step of the way and is absolutely brilliant. It started to come out because I told him I would love to go into prisons and see what makes the convicts tick. He asked me if I was sure and sent me away to think about it. When I went back, I said I had changed my mind and that I wanted to do a course on domestic abuse because of my past. That is when I started doing my diploma, which Longhurst Group is kindly funding. Little bits have come out, although the mental scars never go away. It took a while, but Rob has helped me start to come out of my shell. Going forward, I just want to be there for people if they want to talk, so I can help them as much as I can. I want people to know they can talk to me and I will listen to them. I really want to help the children in these situations too, as they go through it more than the parent. They see most of it and it must affect them. Keeping these things to yourself for 14 years is very hard, so having somebody to speak to would have made a difference. I think customer champions are a very good idea. You are going out there to help people get through what you have been through, and you just want to help them. Some people will still struggle to open up if they've been a victim, but hopefully having customer champions will go a long way towards encouraging that openness. I would just say to people, we are here to help you, and we will get you through the best we can. I did the wrong thing and sat on it for years, but you want people to open up and talk about it. I want to be there for other people in the same situation. I will be there 100% if they want to talk. End quote. Find out more and get involved. If you would like to be a customer champion, please email Craig Taylor for more information. Craig.Taylor, that's Craig.Taylor, at longhurst-group.org.uk. 9. Cleaning and ground maintenance, our service. We're committed to providing excellent services to improve the environment in which you live and create neighbourhoods everyone is proud of. We work in partnership with a number of contractors delivering these services, which include cleaning and ground maintenance to more than 900 sites across the group. Our estate's contract team regularly assess the quality of our ground maintenance and cleaning work, and we welcome customer feedback on how we're doing. We recently asked customers whether they knew what they could expect from these important services. A total of 64% didn't know the specification for the cleaning contract, while 60% said they weren't sure of the ground maintenance specification. Our estate contracts manager, Tim Downs, said, quote, "We work really closely with our contractors to ensure they provide the highest quality standard of service to our customers, but it's really important customers know what to expect from services they pay for." End quote. We have 3 services contract officers across the group who monitor contractor performance through regular site inspections, sharing both positive and negative feedback at monthly contractor meetings. We'll soon be introducing green and clean inspectors to work with the estates team to review the ground maintenance and cleaning in their area, helping provide feedback to our contractors. In this article, we've provided information and also included some images to make it clear on what you should and shouldn't expect to see as part of the service that you pay for. In the cleaning example, you can see that hard floors should be swept and also cleaned with a damp mop and sanitizer. This should leave floors clean and clear of any debris. Outside, grass should be cut, kept weed-free, and looking clear of debris. Hedges should also be kept neat and tidy, with 1 cut per year taking place outside of the bird nesting season. Tim said, quote, "We'd encourage customers to familiarise themselves with the specification of the contract and inform us if they believe they're not receiving the service outlined on these pages." End quote. Have your say. Customers who pay for this service will be given regular opportunities to give feedback by text and e-survey. We'd appreciate you completing these surveys as results will be shared with our contractors. 9A. Cleaning. Page 10 of the standard print version shows 2 photographs with the following captions: "This work does not meet our standards," and "This work has met our standards." Please note that due to the number of sites we maintain, the frequency of visits on each site will vary from weekly to 4 times per year. Included on each visit: vacuum all carpets where fitted, sweep hard flooring and damp mop with sanitizer, clean stairs including risers, wipe passenger lifts, handrails and banisters will be dusted, light switches will be cleaned, all door frames, internal door glazing, doors, ledges and skirting boards will be wiped down, all cobwebs will be removed. Where loose-fitting entrance mats are fitted, they will be removed and the mat wells cleaned. And ashtrays will be emptied where provided. Windows. Wipe down all outside window frames and sills, usually 4 times per year. Bin stores. Communal bin stores will be cleaned and all bin rooms will be pressure washed and sanitized every 6 months. Please note, During spells of cold weather and when no heating is available in communal areas, no wet mopping will take place due to the risk of water not drying and creating a slip hazard. What is not included? Internal window cleaning in communal areas. And removal of hazardous bodily fluids, including blood, will not be cleaned as part of normal cleaning. When this is required, a specialist team will be used. 9b. Grounds maintenance. On page 11 of the standard print version are four photographs with the following captions. This work does not meet our standards. This work has met our standards. This work does not meet our standards. And this work has met our standards. What's included? Grass cutting. Grass cutting is weather dependent, but we aim to cut grass every 2 weeks between March and October. Hedge cutting. This will usually consist of one cut per year and will take place outside of the bird nesting season, which is between February and July. Shrub pruning. There will be an annual cut of all shrubs in communal areas. All shrubs should be kept at a height of no more than 1.6 metres. Some shrubs will require hard pruning at times, which may lead to the shrubs looking unsightly for a short time before they regrow. Our contractors will prune yearly unless the shrubs are overgrowing paths or creating a health and safety hazard. Shrub beds. These will be kept weed-free with a combination of treatment and hand weeding. Leaf collection. This will take place monthly on each visit between October and January. Weed control. Hard standing areas will normally receive 4 sprays during the growing season between March and October. Hard areas. All hard areas will be swept monthly, with all litter and any build-up of debris being removed. Trees. An annual tree survey will take place, which will inform us of any work required for health and safety purposes. We won't normally prune trees to improve TV or satellite reception if they block light or drop leaves or fruits. What is not included? Removal of green rubbish generated by customers. Maintenance of any plants or shrubs planted by customers. And removal of any garden furniture or any other items that could impede grounds maintenance duties, such as grass cutting. It's up to customers to ensure areas of grass are free of all obstacles. 10. New repair priority time introduced. A new repair priority of 35 calendar days has been agreed with Waits. Repairs reported by customers that either need longer planning time, such as roofing and plastering, or that can be better delivered as a combined project, such as fencing and groundworks, will now be dealt with in this time frame. Should any health and safety work be required, this will be actioned first. This could include temporary repairs to a leaking roof. Follow-up work can then be planned within the new 35-day period. 11. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. Spring Will Come. A poem by Mr. B. Robertson. Sayer Court, Peterborough. Always year on year, the cuckoo bird I gladly hear. Even after this winter rain, I know she'll call to me again. I'll fervently welcome the call, uttered from oak or larch tree tall. It introduces spring days, and brings me joy in varied ways. In honeysuckle, in dog-rose bloom, I'll lose all trace of winter gloom, whilst bracken fronds unfurl waist-high towards a smiling sky. 12. Rewarding worthy causes with good deeds hampers. Kind-hearted volunteers and worthy organisations across Longhurst Group's operational area received hampers as part of our Good Deeds of Christmas campaign. The gesture is in recognition of the fantastic work they do in their communities to improve people's lives or doing their bit to generally make a difference. Among the winners was Lorraine Lewis from Birmingham. Her son Brody was diagnosed with leukemia within 24 hours of complaining of a sore ear and high temperature. Lorraine saw Brody fight, and she decided she wanted to do her bit to help others in the same situation as her family. Quote, "He got a temperature one day and his ears hurt," end quote, she said. Quote, "We went into the walk-in centre and within 24 hours he had been diagnosed with leukemia." Click Sargent meets any families affected by this, and they tell you what charities are on hand to help. They also give you £140, as that is how much it is said to cost for the first 10 days in hospital. During our time in hospital, I was thinking that they do so much for so many people who have to travel much further than we did, and I wanted to do what I could to give something back. We've been fundraising, and we've used some of the money to stock up on the hospital's Brave Box. This is a box where a child can pick something out every time they have to have an injection, and we donated about 1,000 items for it. We are also going to fundraise all year in 2020, and then we'll ask a major supermarket to match the amount which we will then use to buy a bulk load of £20 vouchers to donate to the local Click Sargent so they can give the vouchers to families. Receiving a hamper was really nice. I cried. I don't feel like I'm doing that much, but if I can do it, I'll do it. To have someone notice that is really nice, and for them to appreciate is lovely. It just spurs you on to doing more. Anyone considering nominating somebody for good deeds next year should just do it. It really does mean a lot. End quote. Another recipient was Douglas Hearn from Stronglands Court in Oundle. Since moving there around 16 months ago, he has taken on various gardening tasks for his neighbours and asked for nothing in return. Quote, I settled in really nicely, end quote, he said. Quote, I had a bit of a garden at the back, and I worked on it, and people used to come round and say it looked nice. My neighbour is elderly, and she asked me to do her garden, and I started to cut the grass to keep it tidy for her. Her neighbour then spoke to me and asked if I could do theirs, and it went on from there. There have been other little odd jobs too to help people out, but I just see it as being neighbourly. It was lovely to receive the hamper and to know people have noticed me since I've been here. When I'm out doing the garden, people say I'm doing a great job, and it encourages me to do more. It's about taking a bit of pride in where you live. In the long term, everyone benefits, but I was surprised and grateful to be nominated, and it was a lovely thing for somebody to do. End quote. Dove Cottage Hospice Day Centre provides palliative daycare to people living with life-limiting diseases in Rutland. The charity is entirely self-funded and relies on volunteers. The organisation was another to receive a hamper. Debs Tucker from the hospice said, quote, we were hugely grateful to receive the wonderful Christmas hamper. We're so grateful to be nominated, and I think it's hugely important to say thank you to people for services they offer, and as such, a 2020 version of Good Deeds would be very welcome, end quote. We will be running our Good Deeds of Christmas campaign once again in 2020, and will be asking for nominations from customers and colleagues. Kim Lane, our customer engagement team leader, said, quote, we were absolutely delighted with the response to the latest Good Deeds of Christmas campaign, and it's wonderful to have been able to present hampers to so many people and organisations who go above and beyond to help out in their local communities. I'd like to thank everybody who submitted nominations, and also our contractors who helped select our winners, and were out and about to present the hampers to them. We will be running the Good Deeds of Christmas campaign again this year, as it's a lovely way to be able to say a little thank you to those people and organisations who help improve lives in our communities. Nominations will open later in the year, and we will be bringing you all the information in our voice so you can join in. End quote. 12A. Good Deeds 2019, Our Winners. A full list of winners who were presented with a Christmas hamper. Lorraine Lewis, Grimsby Food Kitchen, Tom Sturmey, Linda Harvey, Douglas Hearn, Can Do Care, Dove Cottage Hospice Day Centre, Trevor Webster, Salvation Army Gainsborough, Rock Foundation Food Bank, Adam Odell, Mary Smith, Helena and Andy Shelton, Anne Moore, The Three Pillars Feeding the Homeless, and Tina Watham. 13. Remembering when George paid a visit. Residents, their families and colleagues at one of our extra care schemes in Peterborough got into the festive spirit when a reindeer visited their Christmas fete. The Pavilions held its annual event before Christmas, with the highlight undoubtedly a visit from George the Reindeer. Residents and their families fed George, had pictures taken with him, and also took part in raffles, auctions, cake stalls, and a tombola, as they raised more than £1,100 for the residents' fund. Kerry Casey, scheme manager, said, quote, "The residents and their families were looking forward to the return of George, as we had him come to visit the scheme last year. The looks on their faces when they saw George was amazing, and of course he went down extremely well with the families and friends of all the residents also. They were able to have their pictures taken with George by a professional photographer. They could feed him the moss he loves to eat, and also pet and stroke him. Having George at the Christmas fete really added to the festive spirit, and the engagement that both residents and colleagues, as well as visitors, have with him was an absolute joy to see. Knowing that we went that extra mile to make things even more special for residents means a lot. It was also great to raise more than £1,100, with more still to come in, for the residents' fund. We will certainly be doing it again this Christmas, and I believe we have rebooked George already." End quote. One resident, Kathleen Friend, said she really enjoyed the day. She said, quote, "I don't come out of my flat much nowadays, but I was really looking forward to meeting George the reindeer. I did go out, and I really enjoyed all the fun of the day." End quote. 14. Helping our customers to stay active and healthy. A new project to get customers and other local residents more physically active and improve their health and well-being has started in northeast Lincolnshire. The Get Active project will see a number of our colleagues gain qualifications to deliver sessions including New Age curling, chair-based exercise and Tai Chi. The project has become a reality after Housing Support Officer Brian Noble applied for a £6,500 Sport England grant following a chat with a friend who works for the Active Humber Sports Partnership. The first taster sessions have now started, with our colleagues learning how to deliver the sessions to customers from qualified instructors. Sessions so far have been held across the region, including at Carrington Gardens, our luxury over-55s development. Brian said, quote, "We've tried before to claim similar funding and not had much success. We didn't think we would get it, but I was determined to get more people active. I'm very enthused about the prospects of this project, and I think it can really be successful, judging by the response we've had so far. We've had a lot of customers with long-term health problems who are unable to get out and do much, get their heart rate up, so this program will be targeting them. We've been splitting the hour-long sessions up into three sections, with 20 minutes for New Age curling, 20 minutes of chair-based exercise, and then 20 minutes of Tai Chi. These sessions can be adapted to suit the tastes of the participants. Tai Chi has been very popular, and we've been telling some of our customers who struggle to sleep that they can use the techniques to help them improve their general well-being and help them sleep better." End quote. Brian added, quote, "The vibe so far has been great, and I am continuing to work with colleagues from across the group to try and reach as many customers as we can to help improve their health and well-being." End quote. Brian explained that to be successful in a funding application, long-term sustainable benefits to members of the local community had to be evidenced. The program will also be available to non-customers in the local area as well. Quote, "We want to get people more active, stretching, exercising, and generally having more fun," end quote, he said. Quote, "I spoke with my support worker colleagues, and some customers who all seem keen for such a program, and I managed to get a local company who have vast experience of delivering leisure services called Lynx Inspire on board. The funding is being used to pay Lynx Inspire to come and train some of our colleagues. They are demonstrating how to deliver these sessions and training us along the way so that my colleagues and I gain a formal qualification and we can then take it on. We aren't generally charging any participants for this at the moment, and we are confident we can make it a sustainable project in the future, providing real benefits to our customers and residents. In line with our Improving Lives 2025 strategy, this will improve people's lives by bringing them together, not only to exercise, but also to enhance their social and communication skills. We'll also hopefully see the added benefit of improved confidence, which will help to sustain healthier ways of living in the future for our customers." End quote. Director of Community Investment, Charmaine Simme, said, quote, We're delighted that Brian has been successful in his application for Sports England funding, which will help us do even more to improve the lives of our customers and the wider community in North East Lincolnshire. At Longhurst Group, we're passionate about supporting our customers with their health and well-being, and Brian's work is a shining example of how our colleagues go the extra mile to realise that ambition. End quote. 15. Simple act of kindness gives customer a new sense of freedom. After losing her husband, two brothers, and a good friend, a simple act of kindness has given one of our customers in Lincolnshire a new sense of freedom. The customer, who wants to remain anonymous, sought the help of Phoenix Court Service Manager Sarah Smith to apply for her first ever bus pass. It was only when she took some food for Sarah to pass on to those who have nothing that the customer built up the courage to ask for help. Sarah applied for the pass online, with it arriving within 3 days. Now, after a previous experience that left her feeling like she'd rather keep away from buses, the 80-year-old is planning trips to the coast. Quote, I tried to drive a car, but we had to give the vehicle up after my husband had a serious accident and never worked again, end quote, she said. Quote, at the moment, I enjoy my Tuesdays and Thursdays in town. I get a taxi. On a Tuesday, I get my shopping, and on Thursdays, I have my hair done. That was the only time I got out. A friend of mine had a bus pass and said I should get one. I told her I had a trolley and that I thought I'd be a bit of a nuisance, which is why I got the taxis. I tried the bus once and had a problem, so I thought rather than causing trouble, I would keep away. The bus pass will make a lot of difference. My husband used to take me everywhere in the car, but once I get my bearings, I will now be able to get out and visit people and places. I'm going to visit Hemswell, and I can go to Skegness and Mablethorpe. I would also like to go to Hinckley, as I found my friend's grave there. I visited once with a friend in their car, but I can do that on my own now. It really does give me a sense of freedom. It is lovely. I am so very thankful to Sarah for helping me get this bus pass. She is very good to me. I'm looking forward to getting on the bus, and I thank Sarah very much. End quote. Sarah said that she was delighted to be able to help the customer. She believes it is a simple yet perfect example of how colleagues can improve the lives of our customers. She said, quote, this job can be really hard at times, but it's the little things like this that make you smile and know you're here to help people through good and bad times. This lady sat and cried after I helped her. She said it would give her more freedom. She never usually asks for anything, so this was a big step for her to take. It's important that we all remember even a simple act like this can go a long way to improving the lives of our customers, and we can all do our bit to help. End quote. 16. Customers succeed at court thanks to Pam's money advice. A customer has praised the absolutely brilliant work of our money advice team after they were helped to successfully challenge the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, at a tribunal. Wendy and Roger from Birmingham turned to money adviser Pam Malhe for advice after being told they were under investigation for overpayment of Employment and Support Allowance, ESA. It came about after Wendy began working on a zero-hour contract, and the couple informed the DWP of this in August 2017, in case it affected Roger's ESA payments. As a result of Pam's diligent work exploring the case, it became apparent that the couple had received unclear and contradictory advice from the DWP. Pam said, quote, the DWP issued a permitted work rules form to Wendy, which is where the problem started. These rules didn't apply to her, and she wasn't the ESA claimant, so the form shouldn't have been sent to her anyway. They had to attend work-focused interviews and compliance interviews, and the DWP decided the couple had not been entitled to any income-related ESA for a period of almost 12 months. But based on earnings exceeding the allowable limit, and that Roger hadn't disclosed its information. I advised them to lodge a mandatory reconsideration, and once this was rejected, we lodged an appeal. Between the mandatory reconsideration being lodged and the tribunal, we asked for transcripts of all calls between the DWP and the couple. This made a big difference to the case, and they revealed the confusing and often contradictory and incorrect advice they were given. End quote. The first tribunal hearing was adjourned in October 2019, and the judge instructed the DWP to suspend recovery of the overpayments until the outcome of the appeal. However, this didn't happen. The case ended up at a second tribunal hearing in December 2019, in which the ruling went in favour of Wendy and Roger. The judge ruled that the several thousands of pounds at stake weren't recoverable by the DWP, as they'd failed to prove the couple had made a misrepresentation of their circumstances. It was further ruled that the money that had been partially reclaimed from ongoing Universal Credit payments was to be repaid to the couple. Wendy praised the work of Pam, saying her and Roger would not have known where to begin. She said, quote, "The whole issue made us both feel stressed and had an impact on our family. We felt quite angry about it because, as far as we were concerned, it was their fault. It was only when I was speaking to Longhurst Group about some rent issues that I was told about the money advice team. When I mentioned the DWP issues, we were referred to the team. Pam took the case on and called the DWP on many occasions to say they had handled the case incorrectly. She started the ball rolling and was absolutely brilliant. We wouldn't have known where to start. I put the result down to Pam. If it wasn't for her and doing what she thought was right, I don't think we would have had a chance. She knew it was not right from the start. We just want to say thank you, and if it wasn't for her, it would not have been sorted. She was absolutely excellent. I'd encourage any customer to speak to the money advice team if they have any financial concerns. They are brilliant at what they do." End quote. A DWP spokesman said, quote, "We have apologised for not providing the correct advice about their ESA claim, and we have refunded the deductions taken in error from their benefit. The couple also continue to receive Universal Credit while waiting the outcome of the appeal." End quote. Here to help. If you think you may be in a similar situation or want to discuss any financial concerns, contact the Money Advice Team using the details below. Telephone 0300 123 1745. Press option 2 for the Income Team, then press option 2 again to speak to an advisor and ask for the Money Advice Team. Website longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice. 17. Kieran set to realise his army dream after employment support. A former resident of Peterborough Foyer has set his sights on joining the army after being supported to turn his life around. Kieran Pete arrived at our supported living scheme after a troubled childhood. It was here he received help and support to gain qualifications, find his own flat, and begin to turn his life around. Now, aged 20, he dreams of joining the army when his little boy has grown up, and he puts this down to the work of colleagues at the foyer. Quote, "I used to be a nightmare when I was younger," end quote, Kieran admitted. Quote, "I got into trouble with the police and used to fight a lot. Being at home wasn't the right place for me, and I was asked to go into a hostel." At the foyer, the first person I grew a connection with was Mairead Wright, Senior Skills and Development Tutor, and I would go to her for anything. She was brilliant. She helped me with my CV. She would go above and beyond because she cares, and she would help me beyond her job description. Working with Mairead and the other staff, I did an ICT qualification and a maths one. Having this support was like having someone fighting in my corner. Mairead would always stick up for me, and she put her neck on the line. She made records of everything I would need to know, and her encouragement went a long way to putting me on the right path. When I found out my kid was on the way, she really stuck by me and got me focused on achieving what I needed to achieve. I would be on the streets now if it wasn't for her, and her help was crucial. End quote. Kieran has recently taken on looking after his son full-time. He was on the verge of applying to join the army, but has said he will put that dream on hold while he looks after his boy. Quote, "I've got my flat and my car," end quote, he says. Quote, "I was doing bits of work, but family comes first. My goal is still the army, but it will have to wait until he's a bit older. I'm not a soppy person, but I want to say a massive thank you to Mairead and everyone at Peterborough Foyer. Keep on doing the good work. If you can help somebody like me, then you can help a lot of people," end quote. Mairead said she worked with Kieran over a period of about 6 months. Quote, "Kieran didn't want to keep making the same mistakes," end quote, she said. Quote, he realized that there were some changes to make to get where he wanted to be, and this motivation made him a pleasure to work with. We worked together mainly through our New Horizons funding, and covered things such as getting on the housing register, budgeting, clearing small debts, and CV writing. He's got his own flat and is so happy to have come through the foyer with a positive outcome. We're all really happy for him. End quote. New Horizons is funded by the European Social Fund and the National Lottery Community Fund. 18. Rob's Top 5 Tips. National Career Service. Did you know that the National Career Service is a free service that adults can access for information, advice, and guidance about careers, courses, and work? Here are some of the ways they can help you. 1. Advice Line. You can speak with a careers advisor any day of the week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on 0800 100 900. Calls are free from landlines and most mobile numbers. To use the interpreter service, choose option 5. 2. Help to get a job. Their website covers every stage of job hunting, including how to find vacancies, make effective applications, and improve your interview technique. Visit nationalcareers.service.gov.uk for more details. 3. Identify your skills and interests. Use their skills assessment page to assess your strengths and the types of jobs that might be suitable for you. 4. Find out about new careers. If you'd like to know more about different careers, their Explore Careers page has over 800 job profiles, which include helpful pointers on how to get started. And 5. Search for a course. Use their Find a Course page to locate colleges and training providers in your area. In the next edition, we'll be looking at assessment centres. For help with finding work, training, or work experience, contact Rob today. Telephone 0300 123 1745. Website longhurst-group.org.uk/employment-and-training. 19. Changes to the Blue Badge Scheme. Changes have been made to the eligibility criteria for the Blue Badge Scheme. The new criteria, which has been in place for a few months, is now more readily available to people with non-visible disabilities. This has extended eligibility to people who cannot undertake a journey without there being a risk of serious harm to their health or safety, or that of any other person, cannot undertake a journey without it causing them considerable psychological distress, or have very considerable difficulty when walking, both the physical act and experience of walking. Additionally, you automatically qualify for a blue badge if you are over 2 years old and at least one of the following applies. You receive the higher rate of the mobility component of the Disability Living Allowance, DLA. You receive a personal independence payment, PIP, because you can't walk more than 50 metres. You are registered blind, severely sight impaired. You receive a War Pensioner's Mobility Supplement. You have received a lump sum benefit within tariff levels 1 to 8 of the Armed Forces and Reserve Forces Compensation Scheme and have been certified as having a permanent and substantial disability which causes inability to walk or very considerable difficulty in walking. Or, you receive the mobility component of PIP and you are unable to undertake any journey because it would cause you overwhelming psychological distress. Speak with your local authority to discuss your eligibility. More information is available at gov.gov.uk/apply-blue-badge. 20. Your Questions Answered. Welcome to our brand new Your Questions Answered feature. In every edition, customer service experts Leanne Woolley and Ian Smith will get to the bottom of your questions and inquiries. Question. Why did you introduce the Contact Us forms and what can I use these for? Jane in Nottingham. Answer. Thanks for getting in touch, Jane. We introduced the new Contact Us forms to make it easier for our customers to contact the right people specific to their inquiry. Customers are able to send the subject link to their reason for contacting us and either complete a form with the details of their inquiry or be taken directly to the relevant information on the website. Existing customers can use the form to ask us about rent, new build repairs, tenancy queries, and leaseholder questions. Customers can also use it to ask us about renting or buying from Longhurst Group and to inquire about our developments. Now, these queries can then be directed to the people most appropriate to answer them. Following their introduction, we're carrying out a review to see how successful it has been and to implement any improvements that are identified. As part of this process, we'll be asking for customer feedback to help us improve the customer experience. Question: it's taking a long time to get through to your contractors on the telephone. When will this improve? Steve in Birmingham. Thanks for your question, Steve. We recognise the difficulties our customers have been experiencing in contacting our contractors. Rest assured, we work closely with all our contractors to ensure that service standards are met and that calls are answered in a timely manner. MIAs have shown significant improvements from October to December 2019 and have seen their average wait time improve from 206 seconds to 66 seconds. Lots of hard work is going on to improve this further to meet the agreed target of answering calls. In addition, we're looking to launch the MIAs portal soon, which will allow you to log and monitor your gas heating repairs and gas servicing appointments from your My account. We hope to launch this service in the summer and are excited by the convenience this will offer our customers. Through our customer feedback, we're also aware of the issues some of you experience when contacting waits. We're really sorry about this and recognise that improvements have to be made. Waits have increased the number of call handlers, so we expect productivity to have increased and a reduction in your call wait times. Lots of proactive work is being done to improve the service offered to our customers. As ever, we'd like to thank you for your patience during this time and assure you that we listen to and value your feedback. If you have a question that you'd like answered, please send it to us, along with your name and the name of the town you live in. Email: communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Write to: Your Questions Answered, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B13JN. 21. You said, we did. We always value your feedback. We take it all on board and look to improve our services based on what you tell us. Here are the latest outcomes from some of the comments we have received from you. You said, you told us that on occasions your electrics were not switched back on after a MIAs representative had visited your home. We did. All boiler installers have been spoken to and will ensure that any switches are back on after any work is carried out. You said, it was raised with us that MIAs are missing appointments. We did. A dedicated person has been appointed at MIAs and their job is to monitor the live tracking of appointments, working alongside the planners to avoid missed appointments. You said, customers told us they weren't aware of what's included in their service charge for ground maintenance and cleaning. We did. The service specification has been added to customer surveys and also features in this edition of the magazine. It can be found in Section 9. You said, a customer told us they experienced delays in receiving a refund for the credit on her account at the end of her tenancy, and there was a lack of explanation of the process involved. We did. This situation highlighted a need for members of the customer service team to be fully aware of end-of-tenancy processes. It's also revealed that there needs to be a process in place for how end-of-tenancy should be monitored, in particular if there are reimbursements to our customers. Work is being done to ensure this is the case. 22. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. Quote, life is like a cup of tea. It's all in how you make it. And when all else fails, take a nap. End quote. An inspirational story from Mrs. Carol Day. Nearly 3 years ago, my husband and I relocated to a bungalow in Skegness via Seaside and Country Homes. Longhurst Group is our landlord, and they are very good landlords. Sadly, my husband developed frontal temporal lobe dementia aged just 65. We have travelled the world together and gathered many memories. He is now in a home and has no memory of our wonderful marriage and all our exciting adventures. He doesn't know who I am, but he is so happy and jolly with everyone, and each month I make up a card with our holiday adventures, a list of all the places and countries we have been to, and a picture of my new companion, Henry the Cat, who is nearly a year old now. It was so hard to adjust to living alone without having any friends or family. We have no children. However, I do have really kind and friendly neighbours, and I am starting to join various activities at Skegness Library. Henry has been my saving, and I strongly believe in my title. Life is how you make it, and you always feel better for a nap. Keep smiling. We'd love to receive your poems, short stories, or other contributions for future editions. Send your work, including your contact details, to by post, the Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B13JN, or by email, communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 23. Grow Wild Spring Picture Competition. For the sixth consecutive year, Longhurst Group will be running its annual Grow Wild Spring Picture Competition, and this time we want customers to get involved too. We want to see your spring wildlife or scenic pictures. And if you enter, you could be in with a chance of winning £50 worth of garden centre vouchers, a hedgehog house, a bird feeder and seed, and a jar of our beehive honey. Five runners-up will also be selected at random and will each win a birdhouse. The winner will be picked after a judging process held by the Grow Wild team. To enter the competition, send your picture along with your name and address by midnight on Friday the 22nd of May to email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk.